Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
It sounds like we've got several dozen of us who are wanting to be punctual and start their Saturday with a very lively discussion, so I want to welcome you to Saturday AM Live. It is May the 10th. We're a third of the way through the month, and we are ready to blast into the summer, and the context of today's call is going to be basically about that. I've been chewing on this and thinking about this for the past, oh my goodness, several weeks as I think most of us literally endured probably one of the worst and most depressing and cold, unless you really, really like snow, and for a long period of time, most of us went through a winter that we just want to kind of put it behind us and say, good riddance, goodbye, and let's move forward. And as we blast into the summer, and I'm not just talking about the season of the summer, I'm talking about the attitude and the spirit that comes with it. As we blast into the summer, what are the intentions that we have, not only for our relationship with Niken, but more importantly, our relationship with life, with our the lives that we get to live, that God's blessed us with, that, you know, we've been given this opportunity, we've been put on the earth for a reason. What are the intentions that we have specifically in the five pillars of health, in those five areas? You know, healthy body, healthy mind, healthy family, healthy finances, and healthy society. What are our intentions? And as I have been chewing on this, I kept going back to that exercise that most of us on the line, more than likely, most of us listening, more than likely, we have attended or taken part in Humans Being More, probably more than once. I was talking to Reed Nelson this week, and he said, you know, Vance, I lost count. I think I've been 26, 27 times. Most of us have been numerous times because it's not a once-and-done experience. Once you go through a course like that and learn things, you know, as we peel the layers of the onion back in our own lives, we learn things about ourselves. But that one experience, that one exercise that we do, the intention plus mechanism equal result, or our belief plus the mechanics equals results. And the idea, those of us who haven't been through it, I'm not going to ruin anything or be the spoiler. I'm just going to tell you straight up that so often in life we think, well, it's how we're going to do it. It's what we're going to implement. It's the method, the tools, the systems that we use. It's the one-liners or the script that we're going to use to call people. You know, throughout life, throughout history, you will have countless people that have said, you know, I did this and I did this and I did this. But ultimately, it comes back to their belief, their enthusiasm, their intention on what they're going to do. And that literally is the driving force. Because we could look at leader after leader. Just take one, for example, Abraham Lincoln, former President Abraham Lincoln. How many failures did he have before he finally got into the Senate, then became our president, and literally changed the course of history, not just for the United States of America, but for the known world, and what he did with abolishing slavery, with, you know, bringing an end to the Civil War. Historians will tell you that so much took place. But again, it was his intent. It was his desire to be a game changer. And I'm going to open up the line here and give instructions on how to do it. I know there's several people on the line, and I already asked Jean Dumphy in Connecticut a few minutes ago to share some of her intent and what she has experienced in the last year and how that has changed her entire life. But here's a couple thoughts before we open up. And I really do. I want this call to be about those of you who have made a decision. You said, yep, my intent was to do this, and this is what happened. Because I really feel it can be a motivation and my lips are not lining up with my tongue. It can become a fueling factor for those of us who are going, man, if I just tweak that little bit. Gentleman that I was with last Saturday, he said, you know, Vance, I'm just tired of being broke. Gentleman I was with yesterday, he said, I just hurt all the time. this is getting to be a real pain, no pun intended. What is it the intent that we set out in front of us to change that? Peter Drucker, and I think I've shared this quote in the last couple of weeks, he said it this way, there are two types of people. And he was specifically saying in the business world, but I think it applies to every other area of our lives, whether it's in business or in our family or our community or in our mind, but there's two types of people. There are people that produce results, and then there are people that produce reasons why not. We get into our excuses. You know, I wanted to drop that extra 10 pounds this year, but, you know, good golly, every time I get up in the morning and I go to work, the smell of that deep fat fryer of McDonald's, which is just a few houses down or a few blocks down, it just sucks me right into that drive-thru. Now, I don't think anybody on the line would use that excuse. But what about, well, I really want to read, I want to start reading a book a month. But I can't find the time because there's so much good motivational and inspirational television shows on these days. Yeah, I don't think any of us on the line would use that excuse either. But we have, throughout life, we make those little excuses, those justifications. And I really believe it's because the intent is not strong enough. One of the things that I set out to do this year was to read a book a month. And I'm right on track for that. I find myself in nooks and crannies grabbing the book when I want some, you know, just to slip away a little bit, or first thing in the morning, or like last night, I cracked open a new book, and it was really hard to put it down, but I thought, well, it's getting late, I need to put it down, I need to give it a rest. But my intent was always to just to read a book a month. I don't have a mechanics, I don't have a formula of, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. Nope. I just made a decision, that's what I'm going to do. Two people. Two dear, dear people, friends, well actually one's a relative, went through literally catastrophic life-altering surgeries this week. And when visiting with both of them and spending time with them, it was really fascinating to me to see their determination and their intent. Even though they'd went through something really, really harsh, and to see they were determined, hey, this is just part of life, and I can overcome this, and I'm going to move forward. What do we want? What do we want out of our lives? That's the question I think I have to keep asking myself. What are the intentions? What are the things that I see? Again, going back to those five pillars, with my body, with my physical body. And if you didn't catch this, I learned this about a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago. The five pillars of health. When you look at the core philosophy of what Mr. Masuda, when he developed this company almost 40 years ago, he put those in order, and there's a reason for that order. Starting with a healthy body, if our physical bodies are not where they should be, or we're not striving to get them to where they should be, it's going to alter and affect every single other area of our lives. We've all heard the phrase, if mama ain't happy, nobody's going to be happy. You know, it's really, I think the overwhelming basis of that statement or that quote or that pithy saying is that, you know, if mama's hurting, you know, if mama's suffering, mama's got a headache or, you know, whatever, then everybody else is going to suffer. And how true is that in those other four areas of our lives? You're looking at our mind. How do we keep them sharp? How do we keep them intact? How do we keep them constantly developing? Well, I can tell you straight up, having gone to the four-year-old checkup with our youngest a couple weeks ago, and the doctor looked at me and said, well, how much television is Addie watching a day? And I said, well, she usually watches a couple hours of PBS in the morning, then sometime in the evening or afternoon, she'll sit down and watch a video, a movie, you know, any of the Disney classics. And she said, well, that's really an area we need to, you know, kind of tone that down, because 2 hours of television a day for her age, for her brain development, is enough. Any more than that, it's going to start to slow things down developmentally. And I thought, that's an interesting fact for a four-year-old. And I know it's for all younger kids, but to say that literally curbs or stifles the stimulation of the brain. So what are the things that we're doing in our minds that are not keeping. Reading. We've all heard the phrase, readers are leaders. And it's so true. Look at the people that have vast libraries and just connoisseurs of books. TV doesn't take a big precedent for them. It just doesn't. Why is it that, I remember Dave Johnson and I having this conversation years ago. He said, you know, some of the wealthiest people in the world, it's not about having the biggest screen or the flat screen. They may have that in their home as a getaway or as a form of entertainment, but they really, really thrive on books. Whereas you go into some of the homes of people that are on, you know, financial aid, or they're on welfare, and yet they have a big screen TV, and they've got one or two sources of cable, and they have Netflix coming in, and they got all the video games, and you're going, why is that? Because it's become an escape. And the problem is with the mind, it's not the best intention. You know, I think the biggest thing as we go down, and I'm not going to spend time in breaking down each one of these, but looking at those five pillars again, what are our intentions? What is it that we want to change? As we go into the summer months, let's look at focusing in on the results. What are the results that we want to get? Because ultimately, again, intention plus mechanism equals results. And if we want these results over here to be different, then we need to focus on the intention. What's it going to take? Again, the mechanics are secondary. They literally come and they develop on their own. How to talk to that person, how to, you know, a friend of mine that I was visiting with the other day, 2 days ago, I had no idea the level of rheumatoid arthritis that she was dealing with in her knees and has dealt for years. Another friend, literally, it was part of that conversation, a back issue. And she bought the MagFlex from me, and I showed her. She said, well, how do I use it? And, you know, and I wasn't focusing in on the mechanics. I was focusing in on the intent. My intent for her was to get her some relief. When her doctor told her, wow, based on your x-rays, Michelle, your back is really, really messed up. And she said, well, tell me something I don't know. And when I took that MagFlex and just said, oh, this is how you use it, and I, you know, pulled up her shirt a little bit, and I just shoved it right there in her pants, and she kind of felt a little awkward because, you know, I don't know if that was too much for me in a public place where we were at, but I said, you just put it on, make sure that smooth side's on your skin, and you're good to go. And I said, most people start to feel warmth, and, you know, and I'll follow up with her today with a phone call and simply find out. My intent, again, was to get her some relief. That's what the results. It wasn't the mechanics of I didn't sit and rehearse and how I'm going to talk to her, how I'm going to show her. It was just my belief that I know this is going to give her the result that she's looking for. So it was combining my intentions with her intentions as well. So let's have some fun here. It's a quarter past and I've got more I could share, but I know there's people on the line that have applied. They have literally grabbed hold of this principle and this concept of intentions, really, our belief, our overwhelming drive to make change take place and just literally cut out all the excuses and make that decision of this is what I want in these areas, this is what I need to do to make it happen. But ultimately it comes back down to, these are my intentions. This is what I'm setting out to do. Gene Dumphy from Connecticut. If you can hit *6 on your line and join me. Are you there, Gene?
Hi, Vance. I'm here.
Good morning again. Gene, you had, and we didn't, those of you who are joining the line, if you were here before the top of the hour, you know we didn't plan this. Gene came on the line. Gene, if you missed her sharing her story, I want to say it was last summer or last fall, I think.
That's right, Dan.
Something like that. Gene, when Nikan introduced the vital balance, and I want to focus on that if we can, because I think your story is one of those, like several others that I know out there, that's just completely life-altering. You jumped on the vital balance in February of 2013. You started dropping weight. Things started changing. Tell us about your intent and to make that happen.
Well, my intent, Vance, thanks for asking me to be on the call, even though it's kind of spontaneous, but that's okay. My intent, Vance, is basically to really make myself a priority, and I have a saying, it's kind of all about me. I really put myself at the front of the line, Vance, and after all the physical stuff I've been through, you know, these past couple of years, I realized that I really have to take care of myself and put myself at the head of the line, really. I've been continuing to streamline my life. You were talking about TV. And I moved a few months ago, and I let my son take the TV. And, Vance, without having TV, it makes your life so much happier, you know? And you don't even miss it. You don't even miss it, I swear, you know?
Let me say something about it. And I'm not against TV. I live with three girls, okay, 4, 12, and 15. And things like American Idol and other things that are part of pop culture. 24, it just started, you know, Jack Bauer, Savior of the Universe, okay, that's what we mockingly call him. There are things that we can do, but if we're using it as an escape, there's a problem. Julie Tara, who will be on the call in a couple of weeks, made a comment to me a few weeks ago, and she said, I have not watched TV for 15 years. And I went, whoa, wow. So, Gene, you eliminated TV. Talk more about the intent. I love that statement, it's all about me. And I don't think you're saying that as a selfish, one coming from a selfish perspective. I think you're saying that from the perspective that if we don't take care of ourselves first, how on earth are we going to help others? Is that kind of the basis of it?
Exactly, exactly, Vance. You know, health. My health is my priority. And I just really focus on staying present on the present day. I have affirmations. I have an affirmation on my door before I walk out the door in the morning in my bathroom mirror stating that I am in the best possible health I can be for today, which keeps me present and keeps me focused and optimistic.
For those who are listening right now who don't know where your health was, do you want to divulge some of the statistics or kind of the shock and awe of how bad it used to be?
Well, sure. I had basically had something, I believe, festering in my foot for a long time, and I was never really quite sure what it was. Well, P.S., make a long story short, one thing led to another. I developed a life-threatening illness. I mean, seriously. And this was being on all the NECAM products, living in a wellness home, being with NECAM Nutritionals, the whole nine yards. And it turned into like a life-threatening illness. I had multiple surgeries. I was in rehab. I couldn't walk. I had to use a walker. I had to use crutches. I had to use a special shoe. I mean, it was a nightmare. And luckily, I have a section of my heel, which is no longer there due to the infection. But, I mean, I was literally, you know, thinking, hey, is this it, folks? Am I going to be checking out here? It was really, really scary. So now I am still focusing on my recovery. I am hoping to be able to start rehab, physical therapy pretty soon, but I'm not able to do that yet. My intention is to be able to start exercising again and moving about more freely in my life.
Okay.
But I believe that without having the NECAM support system, which includes everything, Vance, as you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, I would not be here today. And I'm continuing to work on my vital balance and eating healthier and taking care of myself, Vance. You know, that's all we can do.
Yeah. Well, and I know, Gene, from your past, and I won't go into the details of your story, but I know that your life was turned upside down, literally. Not because so much from this infection, but several other things. And it does all impact. Everything is connecting with everything else. Somebody said to me the other day, I was talking to him, they said, yeah, I didn't realize, my husband and I discovered this, that sickness and cancer and disease, it can't survive in a slightly alkaline environment. And I just laughed and I said, we were talking about carbonated beverages. And I said, yeah, it's interesting. And at the same time, that when we go through something, like I know that you've experienced, you know, where it's an emotional experience and it goes on for a while, it will affect the entire body because distress and, you know, chaos, it feeds the bad things in our body. And it's really, 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 really harsh. Gene, you said something about when you walk out the door, and you give us that statement again, that you have your affirmation.
It says, I am in the best possible health I can be for today. And I have the I am in capital letters.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was reading something this morning, and I think it segues perfectly into this. Dave Stoltz, one of the mentors that I've had for years, Royal Diamond and Nikan Today, and he published a book, oh my goodness, it's probably been 15, 18 years ago, and it was a Getting Started manual. And on the cover of that manual, he had this scripture passage right out of Habakkuk. And I'm not preaching. Don't freak out. Those of you who don't make Sunday morning in a church a regular habit, but he had this passage, and it's out of Habakkuk, and it's chapter 2, and it's verse 2. And it just simply says, write down the vision, clearly inscribe it on the tablet, so that anyone may easily read it. And what Jean's done is writing things down so that she can read it. And that's more for you to read, but so other people can read it. But what's interesting is the context. If you dig a little deeper, and I can do an exegetical study of this, okay? I just simply look down at the cross-reference, and it says that the people who read it, they may run. They may grab hold of that truth. They may grab hold of that vision. So, Gene, what you've done by writing it down literally before you walk out the door, that's what's empowering you to go forward. And if other people will read that, as you've, you know, shared on this call, the dozens of people that are listening, you know, that's a motivation for others. You know, we have a little dry erase board in our kitchen, and for weeks we had a quote on it, a phrase that Stacey had learned at a marriage class a couple months ago, and it simply says, agree. In English, it literally means symphony. And that was in our kitchen for weeks, and it was really interesting to see how that impacted our family, because there were some things going on that, you know, there were some, not really disagreements, but one member of the family, always wanting to argue, you know, always just wanting to challenge everything, you know, the absolute. And those of you who know our family, you probably know which one was doing this, and it wasn't myself. I would have loved to admit and confess that it was me, but it wasn't. But it really changed the dynamics, because we wrote it down. And I know, Jane, for you, and what you've experienced, it's the word affirmation, I think, sometimes scares some people away, going, oh, that stuff doesn't really work. Yes, it does. Let's look at what Habakkuk, you know, told us. Write it down. Make it clear so that people can read it, and then they can run with it. Gene, any other thoughts? I want to open up the line, and I'll bet there's a couple other people that would want to share. But any other thoughts on your intentions and how much that's driven you?
Well, right in my kitchen, right where I make my shake in the morning, I have another one that says, my health and vitality is improving each and every day, which it is, Vance. And I'm so grateful. You know, mm-hmm. I'm so grateful.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to share with the group what your total donation has been as far as extra poundage?
My total donation has been about 48 to date.
48.
Yes.
Wow. And this is not. And be very careful, folks. You heard me say total donation. This is not weight and pounds that Jean has lost, because she's not going to go find it again. It may be trivial to some people, and I know our culture talks about losing weight and weight loss and dropping pounds, but it's a different mindset when you say, no, I donated this. I don't want it back. I want to give it away. Our culture...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have one other tip that I've been doing. As a result of being on all the medication that I was on, I had some skin issues developing. And what I've been doing lately is, after I've been optimizing my water, I put it in that little sprayer bottle, and I missed it all over my face and my neck, and it just kind of moisturizes it, and it's really helped with my skin issues.
Something is simple. This is the reason why when we talk to people and introduce them to the Nikan water, whether it's the portable sports bottle or the waterfall, the home unit, or nearest past any of the counter units that we have, it's always a good idea to say, hey, by the way, your skin is your body's largest organ, the epidermis down the outside. And as Charlie Franklin taught me years ago, when it comes to air and water filtration, either you have an external unit or unit, or your body becomes that. And it's why it's very important to pick up one of the Nikan shower heads. Especially if you're on city water that's heavily chlorinated and full of chemicals, it's not good to be bathing in that every single day. And I've shared this story before, but it bears sharing again. We use maybe one-tenth of the lotion on our youngest, Addie, who we adopted from Ethiopia. Whereas before last spring, it was a year ago, when Nikan introduced the handheld shower head, we simply take it off of the rack, the mounting bracket, lay it in the bottom of the tub, put the plug in, and turn on the water, and let the bathtub fill up via the shower head. And that way, we know there's no chlorine in the water, there's none of those harsh chemicals, and it's actually been changed to the way the water was found in nature. But her skin doesn't get the ashen that when you have dark skin, it will become ashen unless you're lubing and using lots of lotion and oil. We just don't have to anymore, and it's so, so incredibly wonderful. And I'd love to say it's because of the time of the year or because we're getting so much rain. That has nothing to do with it. So, hey, Jean, thank you for being spontaneous for me. And I know there's probably a couple of the people that wouldn't mind being spontaneous as well. And real quickly, even one. Someone want to hit *6 on your line and say, yeah, Vance, this is what I did. This was my intent, and this is how it's changed my life. Again, *6 on your phone line. And I know there's several of you that are going, oh, I've shared before, and I don't know if I should share again. And if you don't
Hi, Vance. This is Elaine Conley from Cleveland. How are you?
Thank you, Elaine. I'm wonderful. And you?
I'm tremendous.
But you're getting better, right?
Yeah.
So, Elaine, share with us an intention that you've used and how it's impacted your life.
Well, I believe in having fun in my daily life. And when I first came across The Secret several years ago when it came out, that DVD, you know, basically jump-started me in a different direction as far as my daily thinking and actions concerned. And I was so enthralled with that movie that I actually watched it once a day for 30 days.
Wow.
And it was very impactful. So I decided, at that time I was working in biomedical research, I'm a nurse, and I decided to have a little fun with it. So there's a little vignette in there about the gentleman, I think he's from Australia, that always finds a parking space.
Mm-hmm.
So I was working with an integrative doctor at that time, and she was in a very busy medical building, and parking spaces were at a premium. So we were on a tight schedule in order to get the preview going, you know, after office hours and everything like that. So I put it out there, you know, that I'm so happy and grateful now that I always find a parking space at Emily's office. And Vance, every time I went to that parking lot, there was either somebody pulling out or there was a vacant spot. And I'd go up there and she'd say, and I told her what I was going to do, and she just rolled her eyes and she said, Elaine, some of my staff can't find a parking space. I said, well, I'm going to do this. And every single time I went there, once a week, for a wellness program for Nikan, I got a parking space. And so it got to be a standing joke. I'd come up to the office and she'd say, how's your parking space? I said, big enough, you know, and every single time I got one. And I still do. I visualize that there's a parking space no matter where I'm going. And like I said, either somebody's pulling out or there's one there when I approach that area. So So I think it was pretty cool. And then I appreciate it, and I say thank you so much. You know, catch you next time.
Yeah. Well, and I think the biggest thing that so often we forget is, as Henry Ford said years ago, whether you think you can or you think you cannot, either way, you're right.
And that is so true.
And why don't we take it from the perspective of change our intention so that we think we can? You know, what, this is something I've drilled into our daughters, and even with Addie, she's only 4 at this point, but she'll sometimes say, you know, Daddy, I don't think I can do that. Well, maybe you can. Let's just see if you can do it. Let's just give it a shot. And she'll say, come on, you can do it. And literally having to forcibly experience something that I know, and I'm not talking about forcing something that's dangerous to her. I'm talking about doing some of the simple things in life. You know, Daddy, I can't eat anymore. You know, and fully knowing how big her tummy is and how little I've given her to eat. Oh, yeah, I think you can finish that last bite. You know?
And the other thing that was impactful here is that my 2 nieces, they're now 19 and 17, and they were exposed to the secret a couple of years ago. And the oldest one is at the University of Toledo, their competitive specialty program, and she said, Annie Lane, she said, this is before Christmas. I'm so worried I'm not going to get into the specialty program. And I said, Shannon, he said, you have scholarships, you have a 3.4, you're no problem. And I said, you know what, have you watched that secret movie lately? And she said, no, but she said, I will, you know, over the Christmas holidays, all right? I talked to her again at the end of January, and I said, so how are you doing? You got such good grades. And I said, are you still worried about the program? And she says, no, anyway. She said, I watched the secret, and I'm refocused again. So it works, no matter what age you're at.
It really, really, it does. And it's the simple principle that if we will align ourselves with what is true, with what is good, and what is wholesome, rather than focusing in on what is bad, what is untrue, what is false, what is negative, let's make the decision to align our mindset with the things that we want to. And therefore, we'll have the opportunities that we won't even know what to do with. And focus in on those things. I had a phone call this week from one of our silver, Sandy Martin, in Fremont, Ohio. And did a rollout the night before and followed up with the couple the next day. And she said, the wife that experienced the rollout said, I just could not believe my husband and I, Dick and I, slept so incredibly well. And Sandy was so excited to share that with me because she said, I knew it was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. And this is going to set up a chain of events to literally, you know, take her business to a whole new level. But it's focusing in on those results. I really think, and to go full circle and come back around and tie a bow on this call, because the time has run its course. I really want to encourage all of us as we look at the summer months. As you know, I know it's just the start of May for most of us, but hey, summer is here. The weather's changing. Our attitudes should be changing. Hopefully, we're not experiencing snow anymore like they got blessed with in Calgary, Canada last week. And if you missed the call with Ann McNabb when she greeted us by saying Merry Christmas, you know, a fresh batch of 4 inches in May is a little bit late in the season. For most of us anyway. But as we go into the next few months and look at what we want to do, look at the convention contest, the global convention, the 40-year celebration of NECAN next March in Orlando, Florida. Look at that. Look at doing a 21 club. Look at all these other areas, the 2-for-the-1 promotion, taking advantage of all these different things. What is your intent? I know my intent for us. It's been to, well, I want to introduce 2 people a month. I don't know who they are, and my mind starts to, you know, go into that negative self-talk sometimes of, well, who's, I haven't even lined up 2 people yet this month. No, that's not the issue. What is my intent? My intent has been, since January, since really grasping a hold of that program, is to introduce 2 people a month. And so far, we've done pretty well. February we got 2, March we got 2, April we got 2, and I know we'll get 2 in May. But the result, the end result for us is at the end of the year, when I looked at the 12-month spread, if we did that, if we pull that off, when we do that, we'll have $2,400 worth of Niken products that we didn't have to pay for. $200 a month times 12. And so we missed January. Big deal. We can always make that up. One of these months we're going to target and we're going to go for four. Maybe it's this month. I don't know. But my intent from the very beginning with that simple promotion was I'd like to get $200 worth of product a month at somebody else's expense. Niken's offering to pay for it, so why not? And it's been a lot of fun every single month. And I look forward to the 15th of every month, not so much getting our commission check, but that's when it cycles through, and that's when I know I can pick up the phone and put in another order, and it doesn't cost me anything. People like to shop for free. It's a nice little extra kicker. And if you like to shop for free from Niken, and you'd like to add to your wellness home or replace some things that you've been putting off because of a variety of reasons or whatever, here's an opportunity. So anyhow, to wrap up everything, again, intent, make a decision. Look at those five pillars. Write some things down. It doesn't have to be an exhaustive thing, but just jot some things down. Because when you write it down, when you speak it out there into existence, you literally allow power and authority and force to just take precedent over it. And this is, it's not about, as Elaine mentioned, it's not about memorizing or watching something 30 times. That's what we need to do to get our mind in the right place. These are principles that have been placed in the universe since the beginning of time. And I referenced what Habakkuk shared. It's all there. When you put it out there, when you speak words of truth, words of life, words of growth, words of goodness out there, it will come to pass. It's not the mechanics, it's our intention, it's our belief in making it happen. So that's all I've got for today. I know there's probably other people that would love to jump on the line and put in their 2 cents, but again, for the sake of time, I want to thank both Jean and Elaine for sharing. You two ladies were a huge blessing, and I know that's been impacting for other people. If you're on the call, if you've got somebody that you know that what Jean or what Elaine or what I've shared would be beneficial to them, www.saturdayamlive.com is the website. And I give this out every week or almost every week because there's still people, I get emails from people that ask me or they'll call me and say, Vance, where do you archive your calls again? Saturday AM Live, all spelled out, SaturdayAMLIVE.com. All the calls for the last, what is it, I think it's 7 or 8 years, are archived in chronological order. Just look at the bold red print right there, and that'll either say the name of the person that was the guest or the content or the subject, like today's call. And just click on it, and the playback will start. Okay? And take advantage. Like Ann McNabb's call last week was absolutely fantastic to hear her share her story. And there's so many other great resources there. Even if when you copy and paste it and share it with a friend, even if they don't listen to the whole thing, I think the meat and potatoes of most of these calls happen in the first 15, 20 minutes. So anyways, that's all I've got. Have a great weekend, everybody. If you want to stay tuned, I do have a few announcements, but I want to wish everybody a great rest of the weekend and take advantage of the upcoming calls that are happening all announce them. So bye-bye for now, everyone.
To learn more about Niken, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.